Councillor Christopher Jackson, you're bringing a motion to the Derry City and Strabane District Council in part along with your party Sinn Féin. Now, you're asking for over £68,000 of leftover funds that the council has to be added to a hardship fund for people. Why is that?
Well, I suppose let's start with creating a bit of context. Council's in a position now where there is, we do have an additional £68,000 as a result of additional support that we received from the executive over the past 12 months. And under normal circumstances, that money would be set aside to support council going forward in terms of any financial pressures. But one of the things that as a party we recognise right across our city and district is that people are struggling. People need support. They need financial support and they need it immediately. So as a party, we're proposing that additional £68,000 is set aside and is added to the hardship fund the council has created.
And one important thing to point out here as well is that this is money that won't be necessarily impacted by there not currently being an executive. This money has already been given out. It's already been allocated to the council. It's there and available to spend right now. So that is an important distinction, that you're not essentially even having to wait for there to be a storm at assembly or an executive or anything else to be able to dish this money out. It's already there and you're saying it should be used for this hardship fund?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that made this money came about by is that we received over £7 million funding to support council through the pandemic from the Department of Communities. So that money, as you've rightly pointed out, is already there. It's already been allocated. What we're suggesting now is that we use that money that hasn't been spent to support those that are most in need, those that have been worst impacted by the cost of living crisis that we're experiencing right across our city and district.